trying to decide what to put on. Was that a tough
choice? The choice was, was quite easy because I thought we must perform the two Verdi title most representative in the arena, which are Aida and Nabucco. So we decided to perform a new production of Aida with La Fura del Bauz and the old production of Aida at the same time. We started in June with La Fura del Bauz till the 3rd of August, and then on the 10th of August till the beginning of September we are performing the old production of Aida, not to compare the two productions, but just to say that I really think that we are looking for new public, we are looking for new languages, but we never, I mean, to find the theater of the future, we need to really study carefully the theater of the past. From the past we can learn many things, and so one thing doesn't exclude the other one. I really think that we can have a modern production, but they must be respectful of the libretto, of the composer's idea. And for instance, La Fura del Bauz described the libretto very carefully, and they didn't push the libretto away or push the music away. The music were at the center, and they were describing and they were telling a story. So I think, but in a sort of modern way, but always with the idea of costumes, idea of sets, and so that was very successful. Public, the audience liked it very much. Even the critics were positive. So we are very, very happy
that's
about
right.
that production.
And that's the one we're going to see tomorrow night when we're here. When you talk about the sets, it is amazing to me that you can have the sets outside.
Yeah,
and nobody touches them, nobody vandalizes them, at least it doesn't.
No.
They seem to be
very
people respectful.
Respectful,
yes.
Yeah. But you know, even if we are Italians, that you know, sometimes we are a little bit, we don't care about our things.
Yes.
But you know, opera is part of our DNA, so everybody I think is very respectful for an art which is brings our name, our country, all over the world with success, and we are very proud of our background. We are very proud of having invented the opera, basically. So it's part of our history, and it will always be part of our future.
And having Placido Domingo helps tremendously, doesn't it, this year? It's very exciting for you to have him here.
Yeah, and then it's a big honor for me because Placido Domingo is honorary artistic director. He's here. He did his debut in Arena di Verona in 1969 with Turandot Calaf, and since then always came back to Arena di Verona. So of course, as everybody in the world, the public of Arena loves Placido Domingo, and we all love him, and it's such a great person, it's such a great musician, such a great singer, and such a great human being, and I personally follow him like an example to follow, so I'm very grateful that he has part of the team this year.
And it is very impressive, but the fact is, even without Placido Domingo, you still have huge success here. People still flock to the arena year after year, and deciding what you put on, and deciding, you know, that people will still want to come back and back. It must be such a thrill to know that people love this space.
Yeah, my purpose is, I'm running a festival which is composed by 58 performances this year, and I'm very careful having every night a very high level standard for singers' point of view, conductors' point of view. So it's not only important the premiere, but all the performances are very important. So I must say that this year, as the last year as well, the standard, the quality of the singer every night is very high. If you go through the list of the singers which are here this summer, they appear all over the world in the most important opera houses in the world. So we are very proud to have them here, and of course we are working very hard in order to have always them here.
Yes, and the very high standards, of course. Paolo Gavanzini, it's a real pleasure. Artistic Director, Arena di Verona, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we shall see you again.
I hope so.
Thank you.